My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about how to pay yourself without slowing down your growth. So, you know, intuitively, what are we trying to say here, Neil?
When you are running a business, you need money to pay your bills, your rent, your food, your car payments, your gasoline, whatever it may be. If you have the luxury of starting a business when you're young enough or the luxury to move back in with your parents, if you're young enough, hopefully you still live with your parents, then you don't have to worry about those expenses. But for most of us, we do. So the question is how do you pay yourself? And when you pay yourself, how do you do it in a way where it's not going to actually hurt your company? Because that money could, in theory, be used to grow the business faster.
Yep. And so I think this is an important mindset shift because at least the way I was brought up, and I suspect probably similar for you, Neil, it's, you know, my mom growing up with an accounting background, she's always like, it's all about the net profit. It's what you take home, what you take home. And when you start working for someone, it's a little, at least in California, it's a little different, right? If let's say you make $100,000 a year or something like that. Well, what ends up happening is you get taxed more than 50% of that in some cases, could even go up to 55, 60% someday, right? Who knows? When you're making a salary, that's what happens. And that's a mindset that you get. It's like, oh, this is what I'm taking home. But when you are running a business, it's a little different. Now the mindset is, okay, what are my costs? So here's my rent. Okay, what am I spending on food? So you tally all those costs up. And I recommend using an app called Copilot if you're on an iOS device. My favorite personal finance app, right? I'll show you kind of where you're at. Look at how you've been spending the last 12 months or so. And then from there, it's like, okay, well, this is what I'm spending. This is what I need to survive. Maybe you build some margin of safety there. Maybe you have a 6 month or 12 month kind of, you know, cash in the bank to cover your expenses. And then after that, for me, at least my mindset here, and I think it's actually the same for Neil, is everything goes back into the business because if you're doing that, when you're creating more jobs, you're creating more taxpayers for the economy as well. And that's why you're not getting taxed on, well, the profits that you're not bringing in, right? And so you just keep redeploying it. And then what happens is your company gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You're building more enterprise value. And then it's like, okay, you built something great. But at the end of the day, all you really need to do is cover, you know, whatever your expenses are. Maybe you have family expenses too, but it's just a lot easier to look at it in that respect and just focus on the business and forget about all the other distractions. But that's my take.
Yeah, I'm in a similar boat to Eric. And what I would recommend that you do is figure out how you can legally write off as many expenses as possible. Some are not possible to write off, but like, for example, food, if it's related to a business expense, the government has allowed 100% write off, I think, till the end of 2021 or end of 2022, they extended it. So it's like things like that will help you save money on taxes. For things like your rent, well, if you use part of your place, because we're all dealing with COVID, if you use part of your place to work out of, well, you can then take that and you can just go and say, hey, what portion of my place am I using for work? Let me deduct that from my taxes. That'll help save on my bill. And that portion, you know, the company can end up paying for. If you get pretty creative that way, in essence, you're kind of like paying yourself, but you're doing it in a tax efficient way. So in that way, you have more money to redeploy in the company. And this is probably not what you want to hear, but you have to reinvest. You have to figure out how to eat cheaper food. You have to figure out how to be more scrappy. You have to figure out how to get more mileage from everything that you have. You have to be okay with having holes in your t-shirt, because if you can accept those things and you reinvest as much as possible, you'll be able to make way more money in the long run and provide a better life for your family.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the most successful people in the world, just to not saying you need to strive to be the most successful person in the world, but just looking at their behavior, emulating it, mirroring it, it's a lot of delayed gratification, especially some of the best investors in the world. I keep referring back to like a Charlie Munger or a Warren Buffett, or even a Jeff Bezos, right? They have such a long-term outlook on things where they can continue to defer profits, right? Or in Warren Buffett's and Charlie Munger's cases, they just reinvest it back into the businesses or they look for other opportunities, which is why they pay their fair share of taxes, but their tax burden isn't nearly as high, right? They're not trying to realize all the gains. So I think the more you reframe your mind into, okay, how much more value can I create for the economy? How can I create more jobs and also create more taxpayers? Then you're aligning kind of how you think with the government too, right? Which needs to run as well. And then, you know, you're also able to create a lot more wealth for yourself and also for your employees or whoever, your family members, for the long term. Neil?
I have nothing else from my end. I think you guys got it now. Make sure you go to marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.